Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 14th, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, November 14th, 2020. In the body, every part takes care of everyone else. This is called love. For us, love is taking pleasure in fulfilling ourselves. When we see that we don't have the truth, but it is vitally necessary, that is when we will reach the truth. When we understand that no compromises are possible, we will then have nothing left but to rise above the schism in society, above the two forces of nature to the third force, faith above reason. It combines both forces, and this is the Creator. Without revealing the Creator in our world, we will not reach a sense of peace. A split into two opposing halves who hate each other will grow worse until degenerating to a world war. Then the world will begin history anew, in order to attain correction. Truth can be ascertained with the full correction. In the meantime, we still haven't attained faith above reason. There will be no agreement in the world, since only the principle of truth allows us to attain true balance. Instead of truth, people use mercy, justice and peace. The truth is concealed, we hide it. No one wants to see the truth. How much I owe everyone to ensure the integral system of the common soul, Adam Harishon. This will obligate me to work only for the benefit of others. No one agrees to this. No one feels where the real truth is. Each one thinks he is right, but there is no evidence that this is the truth, which is the same for everyone. As soon as we come closer to truth, we engage in extreme conflict with one another. No one wants to give up their own truth, ego, their opinion. It's very difficult to manage the world by the category of truth, since we are ruled by egoism, which prevents us from organizing society in a true form. We don't know how to estimate every person's forces, desires, aspirations. We cannot be guided by truth, even though that would be best of all. Transfer of information in Kabbalah. Question. Many books that carry spiritual information are written by students who listened to the teacher and then wrote down what he said. According to modern research, this method of transmitting information leads to its distortion, because we hear only 25% of what the other person says. How can such a transmission be reliable? Answer: in Kabbalah, the transfer of information happens in a different way than in the corporeal world, because the student does not just listen to the teacher, but to some extent attains him by rising above his egoism, and then he writes down what he has attained. And although it still passes through the student, a completely different information transfer takes place, a completely different channel, which comes from the similarity of qualities of the teacher and the student. Therefore, the student can hear even those things that the teacher does not say, but are at this degree. From CapTV's Communication Skills, August 14, 2020. When the happiest period in your life comes. Question. Some scientists have determined the most unhappy age people's lives. People of different ages were surveyed from 132 countries and found that the happiest period is 18-20 years old. Then the situation starts to deteriorate. And the worst is 47 to 48 years old. This is an unhappy period in a person's sensations. This condition lasts up to 60 years and then gradually improves. And at 70, you're like a child again, so you feel good. Can you explain these states? Answer: no. I believe that it all depends on people. If a person behaves normally, works hard, has a family, a job, a goal in life, then I do not think that these are critical years for him. 18-20 years, this is clear, there is a kind of discovery of the world. And then it all depends on the person. Remark: here everything is logically clear. By the age of 45, all your hopes are buried more and more. And then you decide, well, what to do? My comment: it depends on what hopes and how to bury them. I do not know what you hoped for, what you wanted to achieve, or why you were disappointed. Question: if you do not divide the life of an ordinary person into unhappy and happy periods, how should he live, in your opinion? Answer: every day is like a lifetime. Start from zero and end with zero. Give everything of yourself for the day. I'll wake up tomorrow and have a new life. Question: how can I wake myself up so that I get up and am fully awake until the evening? Answer: my students oblige me. I feel fear before them. Fear? I have to do something. I can't leave them like this. I have to push them, inspire them. I have to turn them on all the time. That's what really concerns me. Question: and your thought, what is it for them? Answer: for them, of course. Not with me. I try not to have any calculations with myself. Question: in other words, the task is to fully give yourself away? Answer: the task begins even before the morning lesson starts. When I wake up, even before I start preparing myself for the day, I consider myself dead. Yes, dead. And I don't need anything from life, except that I have to give it all away now. Question: so dead means I don't exist? There is no self-care, and so I go out into the world? Answer: that is absolutely right. Question: is this how I start the day and how I should spend it? Answer: sure. And then you have a very correct calculation with yourself, with life, with students. Well then, what happens? This is already in the power of the Creator. Question: if you take it and transport it to an ordinary person, can they have such an attitude towards their family and children? Answer: absolutely the same. He leaves himself, gives himself away. But to the world. Question: that is, to the family, neighbors, distant ones? Answer: yes. That's how you live, give yourself away. You have no idea how good it is, easy, free, and most importantly, right. Question: is this your main advice? Answer: yes. Question: and then there will be no periods of happy, unhappy? Answer: nothing. Remark: I don't exist. My comment: yes. But you will constantly be in tension whether you give yourself to them. Question: is this a good tension? Does it have an element of happiness? Answer: this is happiness. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, September 7, 2020. The 10 is the sum of all the properties of nature. Question: any communication is an interaction between people. Therefore, there must be at least two parties, for example, the speaker and the listener. Can we say that the more participants in communication, the greater the potential for high-quality communication? Answer: up to a certain level, because we cannot imagine more than 10 different properties in order to work with them correctly. Remark: you always say that exactly 10 people are the minimum and optimum for communication. My comment: yes. But if you go further, you must broaden and combine your impressions and sensations, your work, and imagine the whole system, the group people in teams of no more than 10 people in order to work with every 10 as a unit. Question: it turns out that I deepen my connection with the other 9 friends in the 10, making it better. But I do not expand the group in terms of number? Answer: you cannot, or you will lose sight of all the participants. But if you take this 10 as a unit and work with it in this way, you can assemble 9 more 10s. Question: then it is not clear why there are so many people? Answer: so that we can give each of them the opportunity to exercise free will. Question: but there are billions of people in the world whom I will either never see at all or will see, perhaps, once in my life. Where is the communication here? Why is this done? Answer: in order to break down the entire integral nature into certain limited parts, which in their integrality could be presented as unlimited nature. That is, this is the solution to the problem of squaring a circle or solving an integral by using the unit method. Although nature is integral, global, It considers itself not by its components but by properties. But in order to transform individual, small forms into properties, a huge number of these forms is needed. Question: in principle, 10 people are enough for me. And if in my entire life I meet several thousand people and never the rest, then should I not worry about it? This is not the goal of nature. Answer: you can take only a dozen people arbitrarily and find among them absolutely all the laws and properties of nature. From CabTV's Communication Skills, August 21, 2020. New Life 456. The European Union.
Hello, thanks for being with us here on the New Life show with Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Today, we'd like to talk to Rav Lightman about the very interesting phenomenon called the European Union, that aren't that united, on the other hand, aren't that separated. I'd like to understand, what is this connection? How can we turn for the better, because it influences all of us? Nitza, please. Okay, so we see real importance in understanding the process that Europe went through, because we understand that it's a continent that, just like it influenced our development as a society in the world, we also understand that that very society that was the infrastructure, actually, for philosophy and science and all of the developing fields that developed from it, from Greece and from Rome. We see that that very same continent is developing, is gradually starting to reach a process where it's kind of falling apart. And from, you know, true flourishing, we're coming to destruction and withering. So if we understand maybe the processes that Europe went through and will able to raise them to a different kind of operation, not even unity, but different kind of working together, maybe the salvation for the world will come from there. We don't know where it will come from, but if we create this process that maybe Europe, which was the tip of the arrow, which progressed till now, could maybe be like a new renaissance, we'll call it that way, especially in these times where it seems that everything is headed for a kind of quenching. So after the Second World War, after a lot of destruction, death of millions of people, usually we count the Jewish people, the 6 million Jewish people, but they're only 10% of the amount of people that were killed in Europe. There is tiredness, and so you answered your question. In our archive, we have a talk that I had from this studio with the mayor of Vienna, I think. Or with I can't remember, either the Prime Minister or the Mayor of Austria. It was a pretty long talk, almost an hour. And then we talked about it a lot. It was 3-4 years ago. And we talked about the unity. And he says that, what can you do? Europe is tired. You can't awaken the people. And we have to work with what we have. He is a grown-up, mature person who understands and is in the governing of the city or even the country. I can't exactly remember. I have many such meetings, so I don't exactly remember. But I think that it was the mayor of Vienna. But that is actually his diagnosis. So there's a kind of tiredness, yes, that it is impossible to awaken the Europeans to move. He talks about Europeans in general. He's not talking about the radical groups that come out and, you know, do what they do, riots and so on. He says that the citizens, they're tired, they can't, they grew old after the Second World War. The population changed a lot, and we can't expect them to take any steps, powerful, healthy steps. They are really as elderly people. And therefore, this is, by the way, there's another piece of data here that the birth rate decreased radically, that there's tiredness and there's also no new generation. Yeah, they don't want the younger this way. And this is what we see. And therefore, we can't expect anything to come from there. It's not a continent with something up ahead, with a vision that pushes it, that pulls it. No. Based on this, that this weariness and the desire to really stop with the war and everything was very rational for this desire of, okay, let's start fighting each other, be born. Let's be good neighbors and... Clearly. It seems that something very natural and nonetheless it doesn't work. No, it can't work, because in order to unite, you have to know how to unite. That's the thing. It's not the merging of banks or of our connection and cultures that here and there will... There's the classical, general, collective European culture and each country per se. But it's... the differences are very big. But really, when you talk about unity, and in a moment we'll understand what are these principles of unity that you're talking about, what does it really mean about the uniqueness of every nation? We have to, what, cancel the separation? It's impossible any other way. Otherwise, I don't feel that I'm separated, that I got what I should, and then I don't want to be together with you. I'm sorry. That's how it is. Each and every village, each area, each region, each place has a character of its own. And everyone wants something. So what is the infrastructure, let's say, when you want to create unity? So based on what? What will connect them? What thread can connect them? They thought that it's possible to create by economical benefits and that the borders will be taken down. Yeah, but they weren't that worried about it anyway. In Europe, I don't know, for the past 150 years, I don't know, 200 years, anyone can go anywhere from any country to any country. Even without a passport, it was possible to pass from place to place. No one asked you. And if you were asked, then I don't need visas or anything. There was a disagreement between them existed for a long time. Therefore, I don't think that it's a problem of freedom or of borders. Borders, they also help. I know that this is my border and this is yours. And then between us, we can create some nice relations. If there are no borders, then subconsciously, we always have to remember where those borders are. The annihilation of borders creates the opposite action, yeah? That's why I don't think that it's good. So based on what is it possible to unite Europe? Because it was good for the banks and for the industry, for the tycoons. Only because of that. And because of the fear from the Americans and Russians. Well, the Russians, they didn't correctly use the opportunity that they had to send. We see that it's a country that is in... retreat, so to speak, but in North America and China and the future North Africa. It's a place that they have to keep themselves strong. And how can 35 different countries keep strong that they have nothing about them, meaning they don't really have raw materials. Okay, there is science, but this is why they united. You can't unite people if there is no unity between them, between the people. That we have one big bank, it doesn't happen. It doesn't help. Because first of all, even in the corporeal calculation, the earthly calculation doesn't really work. But especially that we don't make the spiritual calculation. What is the spiritual calculation? About what's hidden in nature. Spirituality, it is the inner program of nature. And we, first of all, have to discover this inner program and to always see, are we and the development exactly according to this program or not, adapted to it or not. And what does it say in that program about Europe? It doesn't talk about Europe, but in general about each and every part in human society that has to rise above all differences and to use their ego specifically in order to rise above the ego, and that and when nations and people connected according to special actions between them equally, mutually, as relatives belonging to one family, one worldwide, even Europe is only a small part, but it's actually the problem of the world, because the world already became a small global village. And in short, we have to see this program, acknowledge it as much as we can, obey it. To that extent, we will succeed. If I look at the countries of the European Union, what does a country that has to enter a true union, what does it have to give up in order to be able to unite? It has to give up just one thing. It has to give up its ego for the sake of connection. What does that mean? The meaning is that anything which stands in our way, anything that stands in our way of connecting, we have to take care of it, meaning to rise above it. Can you give an example? I don't like you because you hit my sister back in school. Old calculations. Yeah. And today we're 30. You know, calculations from school, but I remember that, and it, you know, disturbs me somewhat. And I have to overcome it, and nonetheless, even though that I don't forget about it, I have to get in touch with you, with this connection. The more I calculate the blows, the problems that you gave my family, I actually work on overcoming and the connection between you, that I'm connected with you, not like a country that I had no disputes with in the past, but here my love, my connection, it has to be even more special, even more powerful, because down below there is a flaw and we have to cover it. We have to work on it. Meaning, despite the history and the calculations between us, we have to rise above it and what, forget them? No, we can't forget. We have to all the time feel that these flaws are on the inside, and we increase the love for it to be greater and greater. That's called love covers all crimes. We see it in between couples. Everything's nice, everything's great, two lovebirds. Suddenly we see they start some kind of a... There's some problem in their relations. What happened? If we investigate, most of the cases are such that they themselves don't know why, but they have to awaken some kind of a flaw, some kind of a quarrel, small crimes, in order to strengthen the love. Because then they will have the ability to overcome the crimes, which means to strengthen the love that was there before in order for it to be greater. Otherwise, there's no place for progress. Meaning love grows from conflicts. Yes, if we ever want to arrange the right kind of relationship, we will try to bring each and every family. The reason for the friction and how to overcome it, but in a way that they will know that it's real. This is something that we have to correctly teach, how to awaken the bad relations to some extent that were there between the countries, and how to skip over them. Not that we erase them, but we overcome them in a more special connection. Otherwise, we see that if there is some kind of a malfunction, some kind of a problem, immediately they mention all their problems from history. Let's put it this way. I now can't go back from Germany to Bulgaria or some other place because either the Germans or the Bulgarians or someone else reminds me of everything that happened in the past. The Germans, again, they're doing this and that, and the Bulgarians, they want this and this, and different calculations that if you help Bulgaria, then what happens with Hungary and Czech Republic. So there are different calculations. Why them and not us? And in short, they're not united Europe, and there is no revelation of the crimes over which they really build the umbrella of love. So the principle in your things is that love covers all crimes, meaning that we take all past problems. No, you don't immediately do it, but that's the purpose. The purpose is, first of all, you build the love, and every time that the crimes are revealed, meaning that we're not afraid of bringing them up, it's only in order to strengthen the love. Okay, so what does it mean to build love? You know that family life starts from breaking a plate. Today they don't do it that much, but it's like you break the glass at the wedding. What does that symbolize? That without having a broken clean, that you can constantly discover that you have to glue it together, your love will not grow. And then, after a few weeks, there has to be a quarrel, but they don't know what to do. This I can understand in a relationship, but if I take it between nations, how do you build love? In a relationship, I understand that I have an interest, I want to have a family. In a relationship, still, maybe a woman more, because she has her biological time and she wants to realize motherhood. She wants for the man to, as if all the time, to be toward her in love. He has to show her the relations. He courts her and so on. But a man, no, not really.
He has different interests of his own, like a child. And therefore there's a problem here. But it's the same with countries. Because the egoistic desire that exists in any country, which is like the female part, is constantly searching. How can they find a stronger connection in the country itself? And the male part in a country that has to be fulfilled aren't that ready for it. It's the same nature. And therefore, we're reaching the end of our show, so I think that here we simply have to teach them. In what way should we look at the connection? And to start the connection, this is something that you have to do with a particular connection in a person, not from countries, but we have to bring them to an understanding of what does between us mean, a person inside himself, person with his kin, with his neighbors, at the working place, in a country, in a neighborhood, and then between the countries. The rules are the same rules, but in all these different forms, there's still what to learn. And then, when we will come to that, then it is possible to talk about the state where the European people reach their ripeness, an ability to truly determine a special form in the dimension of a continent, otherwise not. That we don't have people who understand that went through in the family, in the country, in their city, this connection. Love covers all crimes, so how can they overcome problems between the countries? I think the process that you are presenting here, it's not a political, not even political, but it's not a process that happens between nations, but the process starts from the individual, from each and every person, that starts gradually with inner circles, closer to him. Yes, and besides, we have to understand that there is a greater problem here, because at the heads of the country stand the most egoistic people, otherwise they wouldn't have been heads. And therefore, we have to, in a pyramid from below up, they prepare the right infrastructure, that down below, the simple people will know what to do, and will push upwards and upwards, and will necessitate the heads of the countries not to act according to their personal, private calculations, but in favor of all this pyramid, until all of Europe comes into a circle, and not some kind of deviated connection of, you know. At the basis of this pyramid that you drew, they're the people. Yeah, but the people are made out of individuals. And each, yeah. And then it turns into a circle. Okay, what is the individual that knows what to do? Because he went over it himself. Then he said before that a person has to learn what connection is. First of all, what is connection with himself, with his household and his neighbors and so on. Let's take such an individual that's there at the basis of the pyramid, say that he went through this kind of process of development. So I understand that it's the media and it's the work, it's the working place and it's integral education and it's the different workshops, seminaries. It's not simple. Television, radio, different places, working places, maybe an hour a day. It's a very serious system. Yeah, but it's possible, I mean, because it's closed a circle. The Enlightenment movement started the same way. The change came from the people. They threw down the king and it came from below.
So just like they came out of the time of enlightenment with principles like freedom and so on, what is the next move? What is the move that will truly cause public opinion and through the process of education suddenly for a nation or for countries to demand something else? There are part of the Europeans that understand that. That first of all, there has to be an educational process. And they agree. Only they still don't know what it is. We have to try through our groups, through the dissemination, gradually bring Europe our educational system. And it's not a big problem through the media. That today, especially the internet, it's possible to do. And we have to understand that all those forms, anti-Semitic forms rising in Europe, it's a sign that we're not taking care of them. That we're not giving them the method of education, the method of connection. And therefore, subconsciously, they feel that we're to blame. That we're not the ones realizing what is upon us to do on behalf of the plan of creation. So we have to unite Europe. Yes, and not only Europe. That's how it is. The people of Israel, it is their role. One more word. The individual at the basis of the pyramid that undergoes the whole process of education and learning at the end of the process, what changes in him? How does he become a brick in the structure of a beautiful new building structure? What changed in his perception of himself and his environment? By our education that he's getting from us, there's a special force that reaches him, that starts operating him in a way that he can connect with everyone. What is a person that can connect with everyone? It is a person who understands that only through the connection with everyone he rises to the next level of human development. And how does he grasp his connection with everyone? Like the essential thing which is above his life. I don't understand. Because, or by connecting himself with others, he reaches a whole eternal, complete life, such a harmony that he can attain in this life. And about this we will talk next time. Our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you, all of you, for being with us. Till next time, all the best.